It looks like on the 27th, around 8 o'clock, we started getting some 911 calls in reference to a what residents at the apartment complex at 1501 Holloman thought was a gunshot. So our officers obviously responded there, and then they found a black male, Mr. Zebulon Ransom, on the ground near an apartment, and he was suffering from an obvious gunshot wound to the belly. Turns out he was shot with a shotgun in the abdomen. So our officers rendered aid as fast as they could. They transported Mr. Ransom to a local hospital, and he actually passed away from his gunshot injury shortly after he was at the hospital and started to receive treatment. So we obviously started a investigation immediately into it, and we determined that a resident there at 1501 Holloman was responsible for shooting Mr. Ransom. And according to his account of what occurred and some of the witnesses, he said that he received a knock on the door. He opened the door to find Mr. Ransom there with a handgun in his hand. Mr. Ransom attempted to force entry into the residence, and at that time, the resident shot him in the belly with a shotgun. Mr. Ransom fled the area, didn't get far because of his injuries, and he collapsed a few feet away from the apartment that he was attempting to get inside. So we are at the early stages of the investigation. It suggests that it is self-defense, but it's too early to tell. And it'll take some time for us to put all the pieces together and determine exactly what happened.
If you know, how many others were in the apartment along with the resident?
He was alone.
Has it been determined whether the two knew each other?
No, we still don't. We don't know that yet. We're obviously trying to put all that together, but we don't know.
No one else saw the gunfire?
Not that we know of, not yet.
Which means if anybody has any information, you guys are more than welcome to accept some phone calls?
Absolutely. If they have any information, including third-party information, they've heard something about it, you know, it's worth a phone call to the police department, because we'll check every potential lead that is called in. So there's just a lot of connected dots that we have to put together now. And, you know, even though it appears that it's self-defense, you know, we still have to determine if that truly was the case.
And this may not be the appropriate time to ask the question, but I'll ask anyway. Did the resident have a permit for the gun?
Well, it was a shotgun, so it's not required to have a permit.